where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
With an update from SarniaNewsToday.ca, I'm Josh Boyce. Those in North and East Lambton can expect snow squalls tonight. Environment Canada says periods of rain are changing to snow late this evening as cold air floods the region. Snow squalls off Lake Huron and Georgian Bay will develop with up to 15 centimeters possible. Meanwhile, the Assabo Bayfield Conservation Authority has issued a flood outlook water safety message for the region. They say strong winds in the forecast tomorrow may result in flooding and erosion problems along the Lake Huron shoreline. Northwest winds with sustained wind speeds of 50 kilometers per hour and peak gusts of up to 75 kilometers per hour are expected to begin overnight. Lambton Public Health says they have enough vaccine to meet demand for the newly eligible group of 5 to 11-year-olds. Registration for young children opened on Tuesday for COVID vaccines. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Sadit Ranadeh says they're working to make youth vaccine clinics more family-friendly.
The immunization pods are a little bit more larger, a little bit more private. We're offering a few little activities for the kids that age to keep them engaged and distracted. We might have some movies or shows playing for them, things like that, just to change the environment a little bit to make it more welcoming and comfortable for these kids.
Ranadeh says a bit more time has also been allotted for appointments in case parents have questions. Lambton Public Health reported 15 new COVID cases and 11 recoveries, putting the active case count at 39. There are 6 COVID-positive patients at Bluewater Health and an ongoing outbreak in the hospital's complex continuing care unit. Gender equality is one of the main issues for striking workers at Clean Harbors Landfill in Corunna. Unifor Rep Gary Lynch says 76 workers on site began job action Monday, including 10 to 12 female workers.
We have female individuals down there that have been skipped over for job progression, which it's clearly spelled out in the CBA. You know, the company's been fighting with the union over, oh, we don't feel she's qualified, but you hired her. You bring her in on entry level. Her seniority takes her to the next progression and you're saying no and hire it outside of the unit and bring somebody else in.
Lynch says no talks are currently planned with the company. He says the landfill began helicoptering in workers to fill in for striking union workers on Wednesday. And the international ferry between Walpole Island and Algonac, Michigan has resumed temporary service after being docked for nearly 2 years due to the pandemic. The Walpole Island ferry is running this week only from 9 until 5, weather permitting, for American Thanksgiving. In sports, the Sarnia Legionnaires host the London Nationals tonight. Broadcast time is 7 on CHOK. In junior C hockey, Petrolia hosts Amherstburg. The Chicago Bears kicked a last-second field goal as they beat the Lions 16-14 this afternoon. Detroit is 0-10-1 on the season. Elsewhere today, Las Vegas is at Dallas, New Orleans hosting Buffalo. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of showers changing to flurries, snow squalls in North and East Lambton, low minus 1. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, chance of morning flurries. Flurries and snow squalls again in North and East Lambton, 5 to 10 centimeters possible, temperature steady near 0, and increasing cloudiness on Saturday, high 0 degrees. I'm Josh Boyce.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.